Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody say ready. What kind of people does God use?
Ready.
Listen to Revelation 19. It says, be glad and rejoice. Give honor to him, to the Lord. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Ready. How many ready to meet the Lord? That was a little weak. Well, if you think something's lacking, get it in order. Right? In fact, that's a big part of my job. And our job as ministry, didn't the Bible say, talking about John the Baptist, his ministry was to go out and get a people ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Well, he did come. But how many know he's coming again?
Amen.
So we ought to be getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Ready. Everybody say ready.
Ready.
Ready. If you're almost ready, what does that mean?
You're not ready.
If you're getting ready. Are you ready? I'm getting there. What does that mean? You ain't ready. I said, watch it, Brother Keith. Oh, I'm watching it. I'm heading right on into it. It's not okay to make people wait on you all the time. It's disrespectful. It's self-centered. What you are saying, every time you make people wait on you, you're saying, my time is more important than your time. And if it takes me half a day to get ready and you have to wait on me, well, that's just okay, because I'm more important than you are. So you wait on me. And so many times the reason why it takes people so long to get ready to do something is because they're doing all kind of other stuff that they shouldn't be doing. For instance, if you're getting ready to go somewhere, it's not time to clean house. It's time to get ready to go. Now you might think, well, Brother Keith, why are you meddling with me? Because it could save your life.
Yes.
Amen.
How many remember the plane crash? Another plane crash. I don't crash. I don't do crashes. But do you remember the plane crash of John Kennedy Jr.? He and his wife, and was it his sister-in-law, that went down in that little single off the coast up in the northeast there. Do you know, probably one of the reasons he crashed was because of his lack of skill as an instrument pilot. But he didn't intend to be flying in those conditions. He was ready to go hours before. But the girls made him late. Did you hear me? I'm not sure if it was his wife. I think maybe it was the sister-in-law. But they wound up pushing him like 2 hours late or whatever it was. That allowed the fog to move in and allowed it to get dark. And he should have just canceled if he wasn't comfortable with it. But he didn't. He pushed on past it and was flying in conditions. If he'd have been flying 2 hours earlier, he'd have had enough visibility to do what he was capable of doing. Are there times and situations where somebody dragging around and being late can make the difference? It can cause you to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Did you hear me? Would they still be alive if she'd have been on time and had left 2 hours earlier? Entirely possible, probable. Now, these things are real, friend. I mean, people can make excuses and they can make fun and they can, you know, because they want to do things the way they want to do it and how they want to do it. But it dulls your spirit when you ignore. There have been times in my spirit that I just had a prompting. Get there. Do it. Do it. And so you follow that and you avoid a problem. Didn't know it till it was all after the fact. And then there's been other times the Lord deal with me. No, stay here. Just wait. But at least I was ready. I was ready to do either one. Now, I've missed it in these areas just like you have. But let's learn.
Amen.
I said, let's learn. Let's grow. What kind of people does God use?
Ready.
Ready. Not getting ready. Ready. That's the kind of people I use. Amen. Brother Hagin used to call on me. I respect him, but it's not just me serving him. I serve the Lord, and the Lord told me to help him. Amen. When he called, you know, people would laugh at me sometimes because he'd call me up on the platform, and I would run up the steps. They said, what do you run for? I said, I got called. Yeah, but you run up the steps. Well, he asked me to do something now. I respect the flow of the service. I don't want it to lull. Right? He called on me. How many remember the parable that Jesus taught about how the man prepared his supper? And he called them to come. And one by one they begin to make excuse. One said, well, I just got married. One said, I just bought some equipment. One said, I got a business deal. And one after another, they didn't come. Did it irritate the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, it made him mad. And he said, they're unworthy of this. Go call somebody else. Why? Not ready. When the Lord calls, what do you say?
Yes,
ready? Yes, sir. Here I am. Right? What if you're getting ready?
Not ready.
Not ready. Soon be ready.
Not ready.
Not ready. Intended on being ready.
Not ready.
It means you're not ready. Right? And it shows your priorities. Other stuff is priority to you. You'll get to it when you get to it. That kind of attitude is rebellious against the Lord. It is disrespectful. Well, I'll get there when I get there. I'll be ready when I'll get ready. You'll just have to wait till I do. See, that's not right. What kind of people does God use? Tell me.
Ready.
People who are
ready.
Ready. Ready. Ready, willing to serve the Lord. Ready to obey. Ready to give. Ready to do. Ready to go. Ready. Ready. And when God's your priority, you know, you'll learn. I made some mistakes in the beginning especially, and it made some sense then. But I learned. I'd just have a prompting to pray, so I'd pray. I'd have a prompting to study something, so I'd study it and write an outline on it. And wind up at a service, and Brother Hagin say, here, take this. You got something on your heart to preach? Go. Boy, I was glad I was ready. Huh? How many know what I'm talking about? Well, what kind of people does God use? Well, I kept getting used again and again and again. Why? Because I was ready. The Lord was helping me to be ready. But what if you ignore and say, well, I don't know. I'm not doing anything today. I'm not doing anything at that service. Why should I get ready? Well, then you won't be used. You're not prepared. You're not ready. Brother Jerry Savelle said, when he used to travel with Brother Kenneth Copeland, he said, I mean, you know, week after week, he'd have his notes right there in his Bible. I mean, he's ready. He's primed. Whatever comes up, he's loaded. Everybody say ready.
Ready.
These are the people who get used. Amen. Turn with me to Hebrews. Does this bear witness with your spirit? Do you believe that these things would affect your spiritual sensitivity? They would help you to become more alert and aware? Declutter your life. Anything that's bothering your spirit, fix it. Do it. Get it done. Get it straight so you get it off your mind. Get it out of your heart. Get it done. Anything that ought to be fixed, get it fixed. Get a clear conscience. Don't procrastinate. Don't put stuff off and put stuff off and put stuff off. Don't do that. It hurts you spiritually. Take care of it. Get it done. Get it done. If the Lord deals with you to wait, well, wait. But otherwise, if it comes up in you, get it done. In Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Hebrews 9. Are you there? Hebrews 9 and 12. It says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, Jesus' blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the Christ, the anointed one, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? What can cleanse and purge the conscience? Only one thing. What can relieve you from a guilty conscience? Only one thing. Only one thing. The blood of the Lamb can cleanse you from a bad conscience, guilty conscience. But here's another thing, another word. Who can keep your conscience clear? Talking about cleansing the conscience, only the blood can do that. But who can keep your conscience clear? You have to do that by obeying. Right? Day in, day out, following your conscience. So if we've made mistakes, we're going to receive communion this morning. And we're going to receive the cleansing power of the blood. How many excited about that? You thank God for that. And even if you've had a guilty conscience, and you've made mistakes, and you've let things go that you shouldn't have, and you did things that you shouldn't have done, and your conscience has bothered you, and you didn't pay attention to it, and you've had a defiled and a guilty conscience, you can receive the power of the blood today while we receive communion and be cleansed. How many believe it? You can be cleansed, purged. The blood will cleanse you. But in addition to that, we're going to make a commitment, are we not? That when something comes up, we're going to follow our hearts and keep our conscience clear. A clean conscience and a clear conscience, how many believe, would be a sensitive spirit? Clean conscience, clear conscience, sensitive spirit. And from the time you get up in the morning, tomorrow, Monday morning, all through the day, at work, at school, at home, all as you make decisions, as things come up, you'll pause and check your heart, and you'll just know on the inside what to do. I don't do that, so you don't. Do that, yeah, so you do. Wait, so you wait. Move, so you move. Amen? And you're at the right place at the right time. And you know the right thing to say. And you're never at the wrong place at the wrong time. This is Spirit-led living. I said this is Spirit-led living, and it's glorious. It's wonderful. He'll lead you right out of problems into wonderful good things, into blessing, into prosperity, into healing, into deliverance. He's a good God. Said out loud, thank you for the blood.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, A Clear Conscience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R104. That's R104. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.